Tulare, California, Thursday, September 23rd, 1948. At Tulare, California, Thursday, September 23rd, 1948.
Hey, Central Committee. It is my honor and my very great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States.
Mr. Chairman, and ladies and gentlemen, my, what a wonderful turnout. I certainly do appreciate your courtesy, and I'm glad of the privilege of having a chance to meet you face to face and talk to you a little bit about some of the things in which you're interested. You not only raise wonderfully diversified crops in this part of the world, but you also raise some mighty fine people. Bob Mathias was in to see me the other day. I had a grand visit with him. That young man is, in my mind, typical of what future generations of Americans are going to be. And you know the reason for that? It's because they have a wholesome home life. It's because they have plenty to eat and plenty to wear, and they're not raised under a fear complex. This coming generation, I think, and I wish I was a part of it, will see the greatest age in history. I think you're going to see atomic energy developed for the peaceful welfare of the world. I think you're going to see more gadgets and more things to make life worth living in the coming 100 years than we had over the last 100. And you know, while I was on the Appropriations Committee in the United States Senate, I ran across a document, a report by the Commissioner of Patents in 1843, in which he recommended to the Appropriations Committee of the Senate that no more money be appropriated to support the Patent Bureau and that it ought to be abolished, that everything worthwhile had been invented and there wasn't any use for the government to go to the expense of maintaining the Patent Bureau. Now, that was in 1843. That was before we had the telephone, the electric light, and all these things which we take as everyday things and are used to them. I think the next age is going to be greater than the one through which we've just been. And all these young people are going to see something that will make life not only happier, but better. And we're going to have that situation, I'm sure, throughout the whole world. Now, in order to do that, we've got to be in a position to raise plenty to eat and plenty of the things that make the clothes that we wear. This valley, I'm told, is one of the most diversified in the world, that you raise everything in this valley that goes to make up the life worthwhile in the world. Keep that up. In order to keep that up, you've got to have a government that's in sympathy with what you're trying to do. You've got to have a government that understands what it means to the everyday man to put the sweat of his brow into a piece of land. Now, in times past, you haven't always had that sympathy from the federal government. I think this 80th Congress has done more to turn the clock back than any Congress we've had since 1926. And that's going a long way back. And you can't afford to have that sort of thing. We don't want to turn the clock back. We want the clock to go forward. And if you want to go forward, you want to go with the forward-looking people. And I claim that the Democratic Party is the forward-looking party in this United States. And that the Democratic Party has the interest of the farmer and the laborer and the white-collar man and the little businessman at heart. The Republican Party has always represented special interests, and I think they still represent special interests. You can't afford to have that. And the way to overcome that is to do your duty on Election Day. You know, in 1946, you didn't do your duty on Election Day. Two-thirds of you stayed at home. Two-thirds of you didn't vote. And one-third of the people in this United States voted in that awful, do-nothing, 80th Congress. Look what you got. If you do that again, you won't deserve any sympathy. Not at all. But if you do what you ought to do for the welfare of the country, all of you will get out there on Election Day, and you'll vote for yourselves. And when you vote for yourselves, you're going to leave me in the White House, and you're going to have a Democratic Congress. How'd you like to meet my family? Mrs. Truman, the First Lady.
This is what water will drop.